Noah's flood, did it really happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, Australian lecturer and author. Well, Ken, is there any evidence of Noah's flood anywhere around the world?
Well, the Bible teaches us that about 4,500 years ago, water covered the entire earth. Now, there would have also been volcanic eruptions, because the Bible speaks about the fountains of the great deep breaking up. It would have been a catastrophic event, and only those land animals on the ark would have survived. Actually, if Noah's flood were true, you'd expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. And you know what we do find? Well, billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. You know, it's fascinating when you talk to people who tell you there's no evidence for a global flood anywhere on earth. They say, but all you see are billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water. Well, you know the saying. Actually, the evidence for the flood is all over the globe. It's a sobering reminder that God has judged this world with a catastrophic flood, and it should be a warning also. He's going to judge again, but next time not by water, by fire. And just as Noah and his family had to go through a doorway to be saved from the judgment to come, we have an ark of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, so we can be saved from the judgment to come.
In addition to Noah's flood, one of the most asked questions we receive here at the Answers Ministry relates to the accuracy of carbon dating. Well, you can read our eye-opening free booklet on dating methods at our website, answersradio.com.